What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny podcast. I'm your host, Nick Scarpino. Alongside, it's Christmas in her car, Joey Noel.
I don't think it's Christmas enough in my car. Maybe I should get like one of those like Christmassy air fresheners. I'm going to look one up right now.
I think you're going to get a Christmas air freshener. That's the beginning and the end of how you Christmify your car.
I mean, what else am I? I'm not going to put like reindeer antlers on car.
You want to be good. You want to go hard on it. You got to put a wreath on your back window and not be able to see out
the back. I hate shit like that.
Joey, hear me out.
I hate that almost as much as with people that have the eyelashes on their headlights.
Oh, that's great. Horrible. Hear
I'm
me
sorry
out, Joe.
This is anybody here.
You make your blinking pattern on the back instead of yellow, green. And I know it's against the law.
Okay.
But if you get pulled over by police officers, tell them 'tis the season. And tell them this is my constitutional right, freedom of religion.
Yep.
And they can't say anything to you. So, like, I would love to see you, maybe Joey, at any time you're at a red light, hit the hazard button. And hit the hazards. Green. And it's just, it's red, green, red, green, red,
you guys,
green. Maybe mix in the gold every once in a while, you know?
Just to let you guys know, it is actually not illegal. It is not illegal. You are allowed to have that whatever color you want. That's why a lot of cars, the Mustangs, they just have the red light. It does the signal
blinker.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, the only thing I think you have to have, like by law, I mean, you have to have a blinker by law. But I do know you have to have like certain reflectors. But I don't even think those have to be a specific color. Maybe those have to.
I can get like Christmas tree reflectors.
Maybe reverse has to be a white light.
Probably, but yeah.
I don't know if there's any specific laws.
Here's what I'm saying: if Joey goes all green and then we paint her car red, we just rattle can her car red. And then frost the windows so she can barely see out. You know, like when it's like snowy and you have to like do that one thing where you can just like
snowy
reach out and you just scrape off the windshield so you can have. Yeah, that's what we'll do for you, Joe. Maybe it'll come off. Maybe it won't. Maybe in July 4th, we'll be still celebrating Christmas. We don't know.
What?
I celebrate Christmas every day, you know?
So like as I was going through the different options for Christmas colors. And obviously there's been a lot of debate at Kind of Funny as to what the Halloween colors are. We've heard it nonstop from these two dudes named Blessing and Greg. And do you know the backstory, Nick? Like, do you know why the whole King of Halloween thing started?
I don't, but, you know.
Are you afraid to ask?
No, I'm not afraid to ask because I don't care. It's one of those things where I'm just firmly in the Blessing camp on this. Anyone who's opposed to Greg, I'm usually like 95 to 99% all in on.
And I'm right there with you.
Enemy of your enemy is your friend.
Exactly.
Joey, I am right there with you to the point where I'm like always gonna, you know, shit talk Greg and side with a person no matter how wrong they are. But this was like so egregiously wrong that I could like I'm still like, you know, blesses the King of Halloween, Greg, but like it's still hard to defend. So essentially Blessing didn't know that the Halloween colors were black and orange.
That I remember. I remember that being a thing for a while.
Yeah. And so that was sort of the deciding thing of like, how can you claim to be the King of Halloween where you don't even know the Halloween colors?
And of course, Blessing, I think, was he born in October? Is that why he's a Halloween person? Or
no, he just wanted to take it from Greg. Take the glory from Greg. So as I'm talking, making suggestions for Joey and her lights, in my head, I'm playing through it and I go, all right, red and green, those are the Christmas colors. Mm-hmm. What is the tertiary color? What's number three? Is it gold? Is it silver? Is it white?
I think it's white.
I think it's white.
White, yeah. Probably. I mean, I think we've had this discussion before, but I always default to what color M&Ms are coming out that season. Mm-hmm. And if the M&Ms need a third color.
That's interesting that you bring this up, Nick.
Yeah, it really is.
Because here's what I'm saying. I remember distinctly, in fact, I think we've had this conversation with this podcast before, but guess what, ladies and gentlemen? This is the Kind of Funny podcast where each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather around these mics just to bullshit around. With some bullshit. If you want to support this podcast, of course, you can do so by subscribing to our channel. If you want to be extra cool, and we all know that you do, you can head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and throw us a few bucks. You get all the shows ad-free. You can ask us questions to answer live on the show, and you get to be a part of our exclusive Patreon-only post show. Thank you to our Patreon producers, of course, Julian the Gluten-Free Gamer, Steve Powers, and the Kind of Funny Destiny 2 PC Clan. I'm writing you a video essay right now about what I think Destiny 2 is based off of my Google searches. Of course, this episode of the Kind of Funny podcast is brought to you by HelloFresh and MeUndies, but we'll talk about those a little bit later. That man that just asked that question was the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas Treat, Latino Heat, cooking heads and ripping them to shreds, the Globetrotting Headshot Nitro Rifle from Twitch.tv, Mr. Andy Cortez.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you for the intro.
Andy, what I'll say is this. The holiday colors, of course, for M&Ms are white, red, and like a minty green. Not even like a deep green, more like a lighter green, which I'm okay with too.
Because it
says, hey, it's Christmas, but we're not going to be that aggressive about forcing Christmas on you.
I'm sorry. I'm not. I do not take any notes from a couple of fraudulent M&Ms that are always getting into hijinks. Nick, mm-hmm. I don't trust them, so I don't know why we're taking advice from them for what should be the Christmas colors. Because I don't think white is the... I think red, green, and white, that's Italy. That's Mexico. Like, that's where my mind goes.
That is true. Both countries celebrate Christmas, though, to a degree.
But I guess that's true. But to me, I think it's either gold or silver. I think gold and silver have this sort of festive ambiance to them.
Like tinsel, right? Like the colors of tinsel.
Yeah. And you see tons of people, you know, when if you go to a really, really nice house and it's people that have like other people plan their Christmas tree for them and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like a designer tree.
I feel like sometimes, Joey, it can be all gold or it can be all silver.
All silver.
You know what I mean? And sometimes it can be. Well, I'm not saying white isn't there. It's just like when you combine those three colors, if I put those three colors together, I don't necessarily think Christmas. I do think Italy. I think pizza. I think I'm going down after a convention. We're stopping by that little Italian pizza shop and I'm getting a little dollar slice, you know. And so for me, I think silver is more of the Christmas color.
That's wild. For me, Christmas colors have always been red and white. And I'd really? Say green, no, green is the accessory Santa. Color. Because of Santa, yeah. 100%.
Interesting.
But it's also like you Google Christmas and what comes up? A bunch of red and white stuff. Because of Santa.
I would say red and white, but then of course you have the green is always synonymous with Christmas because you don't think about it. Look at that picture right there. It's the tree, right? The Christmas tree is always the green. I would say gold and silver are tertiary colors, Andy. I would say you always have those people who are like, I want to celebrate Christmas, but I'm trying to be cool. And you're like, oh, how are you going to be cool this year? And like, well, all my colors are going to be blue and silver, right?
Yeah, I'm rich. So I'm using.
And it's like, we get it, you fucking one percenters. We understand it. But the rest of us have to go out into the back, cut down our neighbor's tree, and pretend like oranges are a pine tree.
So with the gold and silver thing, I think gold is more of a Christmas color because I associate silver more with Hanukkah.
Oh yeah,
like really? What are the Hanukkah colors? Hanukkah
blue, white, and silver.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Right.
Oh, okay.
And I think both gold and silver are New Year's colors, and black, New Year's colors.
So Halloween, we can all agree on though. My thing with Halloween is again, what does the candy tell us? You know what
and
I mean?
Here's like,
you know,
the thing, Nick. You know we have some really interesting information about the candy.
Okay, let's stop. Everyone,
man, this is getting
brakes.
Crazy.
Kevin, pump the brakes, pull the car over to the closest target.
Everybody pull up, needs to pull up the link, Kevin. I put it in assets. The
what is the iconic candy of Halloween?
M&M's.
Halloween?
No,
M&M's.
Joey, you failed
We started talking about M&M's, and we are going to go full circle back to M&M's.
Fine, we can talk
it's
about
obviously
M&M's.
The Reese's pumpkins.
Okay, absolutely. I mean, sure. I was going to say candy corn, right?
Oh, yeah, but I don't like that either. That's like more of a fall thing. That's I like candy corn.
So gross,
but I don't think that defines Halloween.
That is just the thing that I always remember thinking it's Halloween time, and in order to enjoy this holiday and pay my penance for the freedom we enjoy to dress up like idiots and party, I have to eat my weight in candy corn. I don't like candy. Nobody likes candy corn.
I like.
If you like candy corn, you're a psychopath.
I like candy corn. Okay. When Christine Steimer likes candy corn, those are
we're not about to recycle this topic for the 90th time. Okay, we know everybody's thoughts on candy corn. I think you're fucking crazy if you don't like it. I think that it's perfectly fine to enjoy it. I've always been on the boat of look. I'm never necessarily going to seek out candy corn, but I'll grab a handful if there's a bag in the kitchen or something like that. Like I think it's just fine. I think people that act like it's the worst thing ever, you need to get over yourselves. Get over yourselves, okay?
Broaden your horizons, you know?
It's not that it's the worst thing ever. And I do want to get back to these M&Ms, Joey, because they did look delicious. And I saw a purple in there, and that was going to be a color that I was going to throw into the mix as a tertiary Halloween color. But I will say about the candy corn, it's like get out of your own ass, right? Like you're out there thinking you are the Halloween candy. And then all of a sudden you're like this, well, you know, we can go one better. We can make pumpkins that are of the same material. And it's like, it's too much.
Oh, I agree.
Too much. What's going on with these M&Ms?
So one, Matt Batson, who we've talked about a lot today on various pieces of content, tagged Greg in a video yesterday. Kevin, will you pull it up? He is uncovered.
Audio listeners, again, I'm sorry about this. I'm sorry, audio listeners.
It's a long video, to be honest. So I don't know if we have to listen to it necessarily, because he's just, it's a lot of editorializing about summarizing a lot of what we've already talked about, you know?
Okay.
But he is displaying the I think it's the ghoul mix. I don't know. I can't read because the window is small.
The yellow M&M looks like he's like a mummy. He's wrapped up.
Yeah. But the M&M colors are purple, green, and orange. And this is a specific Halloween blend.
No yellow?
No yellow.
No orange.
The bag's yellow.
I guess that makes
sense. There's orange. Orange, green, and purple.
Oh, I thought Nick was asking no yellow M&Ms.
That's what I'm asking.
Nick, what are yellow, Halloween colors?
The yellow bag indicates this is peanut.
Peanut M&Ms.
So here's the thing. The core Halloween color is orange and black, right?
Correct.
I would throw yellow in there. I would throw green in there, and I would throw purple in there. Those would be the colors that I would say that's the full color wheel that you are allowed to do. If I'm like, Andy, I need you to design the invite to my cool, cool Halloween party at Kevin's house.
Oh, really?
Here are the colors you're allowed to use. And those would be the colors that I would set out.
I would disagree with that. I don't think yellow belongs there. I think yellow would be a part of the... I'm throwing a big party for autumn, for fall, and it's going to be at Kevin's house. I'm throwing a giant party there. I would include yellow, orange, and red as the fall colors, but I wouldn't include yellow in Halloween. Mm-mm. Purple and green are typically tied to
witches,
horror vibes, Freaky Fridays with little ghouls and goblins. I'm just going to read the Jay-Z verse, actually, from Monster.
Go for it.
But like the green and purple, to me, that's like Maleficent from Disney. Like, I always think of that sort of vibe where it's like green smoke and like purple kind of ambiance. Sure. Those colors mean that something nefarious is afoot.
I will say, what is the iconic thing Kevin's got him pulled up right there of Halloween, right? The pumpkin with the flame in the middle of it. What are we seeing here, Kevin? Orange and yellow and black. So I'm not pointing fingers and saying Andy's wrong, but
it's
my underlying.
Isn't it just a dark orange and a light orange?
Yeah, isn't
yellow just a light orange?
No, because that orange is red tone.
Is it blue just like a wannabe purple? You know what I mean? Like, where are we at today?
How do you not know your primary colors?
You guys know that brown is just a dark orange?
I do know that.
You 100% learned that from TikTok, because I also watched that this week.
I work in Photoshop a lot.
I learned it from...
Isn't it desaturated
a
orange?
YouTube, yeah, desaturated. I learned it from a YouTube video. The guy... Technology Connections or something. You just check out his channel. It's great.
Yeah.
That's why when you mix paint colors, it's always
color
brown.
Picked anything in Photoshop understands how this one works. It's the first time you pick a gray and it's like, what kind of gray do you want? Do you want a blue gray, green gray, red gray? You're like,
yeah, I want a cool gray
world.
I want a gray that's so cool. Like, it's smoking cigarettes after third period class. And like, Nancy is like, will you go to the dance with me? And he's like, get lost, sister, or something like that. Like, he's cool. He's like he's an asshole, but like, he's a cool guy. Leather jacket.
Yeah. Real I cool. figured if he says get lost, sister, my first instinct is he's wearing a leather jacket.
Yeah. Get like, lost, sister.
At this point, we're talking about Greece, right? We're talking about the gang in Greece.
T-Birds.
The T-Birds, that's right.
Yeah, I was kind of going with that vibe. I was thinking that. I was also thinking Harley from Boy Meets World. I think of Griff from Boy Meets World, who's played by Adam Scott, the actor. Mm-hmm. I always just, those are cool to me. But anyway, back to the colors. Well, I think that's it, right? Are we done with the colors?
We could be done with the colors.
Because I had a weird interaction. Or do you want to talk about our sponsors or whatever?
No, we're fine. We got plenty of time for that.
I had a really weird interaction.
Wait, hold on. Are you going to say, do you want to talk about our sponsors? Because it's about to get dirty.
No.
Okay, good.
No, I just wasn't sure where we were with the show.
We're 15 minutes in. 15 minutes.
I had an odd interaction at Smart and Final, which is the grocery store that I go to. Mm-hmm. And it's not that it was so much odd. It's just that, like, I wanted to fight back in a way. And I'm going towards the berry.
Verbally or physically?
Verbally. Okay. And it's not even, it was nothing nefarious, Joe. That's the second nefarious for today on today's stream, on today's podcast.
Mm-hmm. Word of the day, nefarious and tertiary.
Yeah, tertiary is a good one. I walk in and I'm like, the cool aisle is to the left. And by cool, I mean like, it's cooled, like chilled.
So it doesn't smoke cigarettes after third period and wear a biker jacket.
And say, hey, Nancy, quick, get lost. Yeah, what's up, Kim?
I just want to say, Smart and Final, a weird place to go grocery shopping. I just want to throw that out there. That's like a light Costco.
Yeah, but it's Smart and Final.
Have you ever been in a Smart and Final?
I always kind of equated Smart and Final more to like a BevMo.
It is
it's very similar to a BevMo, but with
it's
less
a nice
alcohol.
Walk away.
All right.
They have stuff there that you would need, though, right?
It's closer to Safeway and it has everything I need.
Can you buy lettuce there?
Yeah.
But it's always like weird quantities.
He does a lot.
It's not Costco quantities and stuff.
That's where I buy my spinach. That's where I buy my carrots. That's where I buy my cherry tomatoes.
To make the iconic Andy salad that he eats at his desk. And every time I walk by, I'm like, I just want to offer him junk food because he's being so healthy right now and he's just cramming it into our faces.
Cherry tomatoes are so good. Ugh,
I am kind of with Kevin, though, that it's not a traditional grocery store.
No, but if they have what you need,
it's kind of a random choice.
It's probably cheaper to shop there if they have what you need, if it's got a little bit of bulk.
It makes sense that it's the closest option.
But like, I don't really know. It's a smaller version of a Safeway. But
no, Safeway is like a real shopping, like supermarket.
That's what I'm saying. It's a smaller version of it.
Like at Safeway, you could buy multiple different types of flour. Like you could buy, you know, whole wheat flour. And at Smart and Final, you have one flour option in one size, right?
I mean, I've never looked for flour there, Kevin, but they got all sorts of meats that you can buy and all sorts of
options there. I would say it's kind of a halfway between Safeway and Costco, where Costco kind of has the Costco version of whatever they want and then the brand name. Yeah. This one's a little bit more in between here, but
Smart and Final also has weird sizes. Like it's not fully bulk Costco sizes, but you can get a bag of chips that's like 2.5.
That's why I love.
I feel like Smart and Final has the like where Costco has you buy 3 of the bulk giant ketchups. Smart and Final will have one, just
but it's got a handle. But it still has it comes in like a milk jug. Andy, what happened to the Smart and Final? Did you piss off a 7-year-old that's smoking cigarettes?
I go to the chill aisle, and immediately I'm like, all right, I'm gonna buy my stuff. But ooh, these berries are looking really good. So I go to the berry aisle or berry section. I'm like, I think I want to get blueberries. Probably gonna get blueberries. And there's like an older lady there kind of standing there looking at the same section that I am for the berries. And as I reach for the blueberries, she goes, that's the best berry. And I almost wanted to challenge her on this. I just kind of nodded, Nick, and I was like, yeah. You know, I just did that thing when old people say stuff. Like, that's what I, whenever I reply to you, Nick, you say stuff. And I'm like, of course. Yeah.
I don't even expect your reply is to me to make sense at all. I just want sound to come out of your mouth to validate my existence, Andy.
I mean, here's the thing, Kevin. Like, it's a weird one for me because I wanted to be like, well, I don't know. Like, strawberries are really good too. I'm just grabbing this because I'm kind of craving it. I didn't need your ranking, lady. Like, I would like to know what it's 2 through 5, but for you to just outright be like, that's the best berry, fucking who are you to say that?
Like, is she baiting you into a discussion?
Clearly she was. And or here's how my paranoid brain goes. I'd be like, does she mean the best berry amongst all the varietals of berries out there? Or did she try one blueberry from each one of these containers? And the one that I have my hand on, she's like, that's the best berry right there.
Yeah, that's the best berry. I ate about 5 of them from there.
They're yeah, because I'm not going to lie. Before I eat blueberries, this is pre-coronavirus. Now I'm afraid to touch it to anything. But beforehand, I would be that guy that's like, I'm going to try one of the berries in there. Just to
really?
Make sure that this batch of
scary.
Blueberries is good. And you're supposed to wash blueberries too because they're like kind of gross. But I'd be like, I just do this, Joe. I just blow the bacteria off of it. And then
I don't
try
think it works that way.
Can we get a science with Kevin ruling? Can you blow bacteria off of something?
You can. They don't have wings.
I definitely don't think it works that way.
What I'll say is this. What I would have loved to have watched you just be like, oh, these are the boosts. These are the best berries, huh?
Is that so?
Have you tried a strawberry? Have you ever had a strawberry, man?
So I was like, a raspberry on a good occasion can hit a certain spot. don't know if you've ever had a goji berry, but I've had goji berry juice before, mm-hmm. and that shit's delicious. Dragon fruit, not a berry, but it kind of almost is, right? Like, I kind of wanted to challenge her in a bunch of different aspects. I wanted to set up a debate table, you know, film it, put it on our podcast. Because I just feel like it was weird for you to butt in. Because, yes, I was grabbed. Like, it would have been a shit show, Nick, if I grabbed the blueberry or the strawberries and she said, oof, blueberry is the best berry.
Like, I would have. See, that would have been bold to me. Because you were looking at the blueberries. You were clearly intent on getting the blueberries. And she was just validating your choice, right?
Affirming
what
she meant
probably was, hey, those are my favorite berry. But to have her just brazenly be like, those are the best berries, like, what?
It was a little shocking.
It puts you in a
weird
spot.
Is a grape a berry?
That's what I was just thinking.
Is a grape a berry? That's a question for Kevin. I don't think so. I think grapes just fruit, right?
Because grapes grow on vines.
I think berries have to have, like, the seeds on the outside or something. Like, there's, like, a definition for what makes a berry a berry.
I never considered a grape a berry. I do love grapes, though. And if you talk to me about grapes versus blueberries, I feel like...
Grapes are considered a true berry because the entire pericarp, aka fruit wall, is fleshy. A native California wild grape that goes in a canyon. Oh no, that's
well. Then this just blew my mind.
Hold on, crazy.
Stop. That sounded like an opinion all of a sudden.
Grapes are berries for sure. I don't know.
Are grapes berries? Kevin, look this up. I need to know because I've always thought the strawberry was a goat, but I might say
I'm going to rename this topic. Are grapes berries?
Yeah. What is the best berry?
This is crazy because, like, I was half jokingly gonna throw out a grape, and in my mind I went through all of the reasonings for
god,
I think a grape is a berry.
Oh, that's gooseberry. I opened up berry on Wikipedia mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, but there's a grape right there, but that's a gooseberry.
But that looks like a regular grape.
I'm going to hit Control F and write the word grape.
Yeah.
Well, I went to grape on Wikipedia and says grape is a fruit, botanically a berry of the deciduous woody vines.
Wait, hold on. Is this one of those like,
Let's read this line right here because this one's really important. Nicholas,
we can't really see what it says.
Yeah.
It's still kind of blurry and pixelated on here. You have to clean up the little stream for us to see it. There you go. Now we're the gooseberry. There it is. Perfect. The botanical definition includes many fruits that are not commonly known or referred to as berries, such as grapes, tomatoes, cucumber. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's why. Keep reading.
Get out of here with your bananas. And chili peppers. Now, I kind of understand that because a banana, if you look, has a little seeds in there. Fruits commonly considered berries, but excluded by botanical definition, includes strawberries, raspberries, and blackberries. I don't put cucumbers in the same fucking ballpark.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I refuse to accept this because there's no way a fucking eggplant and a banana are in the same category.
They kind of, if you think about it though, take the skin off, close your eyes, and feel with your hands, they're the same thing.
Okay, there are so many.
So much harder.
There are so many different lanes to take here.
Start with this one?
There are a lot of different lanes to take here.
But here, I feel like the most important fruits, commonly considered berries, but excluded by the botanical definition, include strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, which are aggregate fruits, and mulberries.
Wait, what's a mulberry?
So even like raspberries and blackberries aren't actual berries, right? They're aggregate fruits and mulberries.
It's an aggregate fruit.
Yeah, like, does that just mean adjacent?
I think it has little clusters.
Yeah, a little fun.
Why would they pick that picture?
With the beetle in there.
Yeah, it's gross as shit. Get that out of there. What's wrong with you, Wikipedia? Fruit. I donate money to you every year.
Is a fruit that developed from MERS or several ovaries.
I googled mulberry, and one of the first articles says, people also ask, why is mulberry illegal? Mulberry trees come in a variety of shapes and sizes, but all produce the clustered mulberry fruit. Some cities in North America, such as El Paso, Texas, and Phoenix, Arizona, have banned the planting of mulberry trees due to the amount of pollen they produce. So some of these berries are getting really brave and just kind of feeling like, oh, I, like, you know, when you're at a friend's place and you're like, oh, you're like really careful with like where you put your mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. And by day four, like you're
sleeping on the ceiling,
towels on everywhere. And your wiener's just hanging out. Like mm-hmm. you become a lot less like careful about how you present yourself. And I feel like Mulberries have definitely become that of the berry conglomerate.
Kevin,
you know,
Kevin, you're going to tell me you go to your friend's house and it's it's not just a ticking clock until when your wiener comes out.
I am very uncomfortable with everything you guys are saying.
You know what I mean? Like you have a towel on and sometimes it might slip.
I don't know what you mean.
Slips and you go, ooh, okay. And they go,
and then
ooh.
Your friend's like, my family's coming over. Like, please, you know, just kind of be presentable. And you're just like, ah, sure. And you just walk out just boxers and like maybe no t-shirt. But I feel like Mulberry has become that because the fact that they're just producing
so much about the male experience from
pumpkins are currently Joey, we enjoy free.
Interesting.
Here's what I'm gonna ask you guys.
$1.79 for Honey Bunches of Oats. This is a deal right here.
Kevin, get your ass over to Spotify.
No, before you ask something, there are several different lanes to go here with the berry that I have a lot of questions about, a lot of areas that we were just talking about on that page that Kevin had up. Because they mentioned that cucumbers could be part of the family. Then why wouldn't pickles be? If a pickle is just...
Presumably pickle's a pickle.
Not,
it's just a pickle.
Yeah, no, hold on.
It's not a its own thing. A pickle is a cucumber.
Yeah. You're talking about the
old cucumber.
What you're talking about, Andy, is a pickled cucumber, which is commonly referred to as a pickle.
Yeah.
But you can pickle anything.
You can't grow a pickle, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, like, so it's just like a different form. It's a different form.
It's like
it's
corny.
Just think of it as a sauce you dip a cucumber in and then jar it. It's just a brine. It's like a vinegary brine that pickles things. They used to do that to keep. It's like when they cryogenically freeze you to try to figure out if science can cure you 100 years from now. That was the science back 100 years ago. Where they're like, we're gonna put you in a big pickle jar, and brine you, and then when they get you out of it, Seth Rogen's gonna make a really bad movie out of it that none of us watched.
That Which one was
terrible.
That?
Oh my God, American
Pickle. No idea what Nick just did.
That was American Pickle, right?
Yeah, it was American Pickle. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I've heard it.
I watched 4 minutes of it and turned it off.
Terrible.
I brought up
so terrible.
Healthline.com and it says 10 tasty wild berries to try and 8 poisonous ones to avoid. Mm-hmm. And immediately I'm seeing stuff on here that I've never seen in my life, and I wonder how many of these are variety. Sure.
Don't give Kevin and or Joey any more ideas on how to poison people, as we've already discovered.
What does that mean?
Do we have to go back to the chloroform discussion, Joey?
Oh, that's not.
I don't like that we can just throw that around. And
here's my real question for you guys.
If I want to poison any of you, I would use alcohol because you guys
true.
Just do it
it's
yourselves.
It's an asset, Kevin.
That's easy. You just put a jug of Patron Silver in front of me and you say you want to make a marg, and then all of a sudden I'm blacked out and I'm like, where? What country?
I love how into margs you are for the
They're
last.
They're fucking
weeks.
Good. I've turned the corner.
Paloma Nick. I miss
Paloma Nick.
Paloma Nick.
But Paloma Nick is like when I want to impress people at RTX. Marg Nick is when I just want something that tastes good. I want to have fun and I'm around friends who I trust who aren't going to judge me based on my cocktail beliefs. Okay. Because the margarita is a base ass cocktail. It's a basic ass.
It
cocktail.
Is, but it's also not something that's like easy to order anywhere.
No, because the bartender definitely doesn't want to make a margarita. No. By the way, when I say margarita, I don't want it blended. It doesn't need to be blended.
Kevin, I'm so glad that right now you are Googling this because I did not know a huckleberry was a real thing. Get back on topic, Nick and Joe.
Here's what I'll say is my question for you guys.
How is this a different fucking fruit? Look at these
huckleberry
and blueberry. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, do you see that they're literally the exact same thing?
It's like how when you go to the East Coast, they call it Hardee's. And then here we call it Carl's Jr. It's the same shit. That's a huckleberry is just what they call it in New Jersey for some stupid
like they,
fucking
they
reason.
Like they put some unripened blueberries in the mix to be like, oh, see, it's different.
Yeah, they're like, it's different. Like this tastes like a blueberry. And they're like,
no, blackberry,
a different fruit.
Blackberry. I meant
oh, it's a blackberry.
Wait, blueberry?
No, those are blackberries look like raspberries.
Yes.
So blueberries definitely blueberry.
These are blueberries. Blackberries are just purple versions of raspberries. But I'm scrolling down this list, Kevin, and I'm also seeing something called chokeberries.
Ew.
I'm seeing... Gooseberries.
Gooseberries look like they hurt your tongue.
Gooseberries, Kevin, look like something on an alien planet.
Right?
No, you don't.
You got to peel that gooseberry, bro. You can't eat
that
gooseberry
like that.
I don't like
that it's got an appendage coming out of it.
Kevin, yeah.
It's got little spines in it. It's like a Velcro strap for
your throat.
No,
but like, do you see that brown thing on the bottom
that
they all have?
Tear
it looks like it's taking a shit.
Yeah. What is that gross?
It's shitting on the branch next to it.
It really looks like when you get a nice big like shrimp and you could see like the poo-poo in it.
Oh, God.
Andy. Now, what the thing that's concerning me the most is like there's no clear delineate
Delineation.
Thank you. Of which ones are poisonous and which ones are good to eat.
Yeah, because chokeberries seem like the poisonous one. Yeah. I think at the end of the article, we will get... Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Can eat all of them?
At the end of the article, you see the poisonous ones, Kevin.
What's that? Was that salmon belly berry?
Salmon berry, as known in the world-renowned video game Stardew Valley. That's how I know they're real.
Well, I thought they would have made that up for the video
Joey,
game.
A video game is how you know that they're real.
Yeah, 100%.
Saskatoon berries.
Okay, Kevin, who didn't know what a turnip was earlier.
I still am not sure that it's not just a big radish.
It's like a carrot.
You know what I mean? Huckleberries and blueberries.
Kevin, are we the second she said turnip, I imagined a radish every single time.
I did too. I looked like an
idiot. Buffalo berries seem 100% fake.
That's not real.
Those look like what they make maraschino cherries out of.
Yeah.
Or maybe. But, you know, I think they look like holly, where it's like this, going back to the Christmas decorations, you put holly up there, and holly is dangerous, isn't it?
These assholes are just like, oh, here are the poison. Oh, yeah, look, holly berry was the first one.
Look at that.
Halle Berry, sister.
I told you.
You fucking know
the worst joke Kevin's ever told.
I know. No images. So now I'm just supposed to guess what these fucking ones look like.
You just got to hope that you're picking the right ones,
Kevin. Can we make this easier to read? Because it's a real pixel.
I'm looking at number 5 and it says pokeweed berries, which is like, is that like Pokemon smoking weed or what are we doing there? Pokeweed.
Oh, that's so much better. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Pokeweed. Oh, yeah.
Berries, mistletoe. Mistletoe is the one I was thinking of because, of course, you guys remember that scene when we did Batman in review where she said mistletoe can be deadly if you eat it. And then he said a kiss can be even deadlier if you mean it.
What a moment.
Catwoman and Batman, respectively, great.
Look at these.
They look gross identical. As fuck.
I want to eat them, though.
But, like, these are only slightly, like, okay, it's a little bit rounder, but they're so close. This is why I don't eat nature.
Are holly berries, do they have, like, a harder texture? Or is it just because I've only ever encountered fake ones?
That's what I was thinking too. I was like, I have no idea because I only ever touched the wax ones that my mom puts up and then go back into the JCPenney box that she's had forever that all the decorations go into.
I'm looking at number 8 here and I would like to know
the mistletoe berries are white.
I would like to know the source.
No, sometimes they're unripened, Joey. They're unripened.
Mm-hmm. I would like to know the source of this berry called the Virginia Creeper Berry. Who do they name that after? What was that person doing?
Oh, they creep up probably the mountain.
Do they creep up? I was gonna say maybe it's like an insect or something.
They migrate.
Maybe they're like really invasive plants that just spread.
These climbing vines berries contain toxic amounts of calcium oxalate.
Damn. That's too scary. I don't like that. I'm thinking of the good dinosaur cool, where they eat though. The berries and they get all high.
And they get high.
I don't like how red the little stems
are. I think they look cool.
It's too much. This looks like some shit that's gonna turn into carnage.
It looks like it does. Some sort of like psychotic spider that's gonna
iris.
I'm getting the vibes that it's like this
definitely.
Wow, that looks cool as shit. It really reminds me of in a video game where you have to clear an area from it being infected, and this is how that's how it looks in the game. Like they're kind of just spreading all over, and you have to like beat the thing in order to make it healthy and pure again. That's the kind of vibe I'm getting there with those red vines. They look like veins. Really I'm putting cool. it right now. I'm saying strawberries are the number one berry.
Maybe no, Andy, or come on, grapes.
On that. We're going to take a break to tell you about our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Fall is always busy, but one thing that you can cut from your list is going to the grocery store, thanks to HelloFresh. HelloFresh has a huge variety with 50 menu and market items to choose from every single week. They've got vegetarian meals for people like Paula Coelho. They've got calorie smart meals for people like, well, should be me, and even extra special gourmet options for people like Kevin Coelho. There's something for everyone to enjoy with recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Plus, the fall harvest is officially on with HelloFresh. They're rolling out seasonal recipes like pumpkin cinnamon rolls and Friendsgiving ready sides. Gia's been making a whole bunch of stuff. There was the sausage penne. Oh my God. It was great. So fantastic. You can go to HelloFresh.com/morning14 and use code morning14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's up to 14 free meals, including free shipping at HelloFresh.com/morning14 with code morning14. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. And also shout out to MeUndies. It's fall, y'all. Replace that hydration station with pumpkin spice lattes and go out of your way to step on crunchy leaves because the coziest time of year has arrived. And I love being cozy with my MeUndies. I always am talking about it. I'm wearing the MeUndies shirt right now. Of course, I got the lounge pants. Of course, I got the socks. And would it be MeUndies without the undies themselves? No, it would not. They are the softest undies I've ever worn. I refuse to wear any other undies at this point. That's been the case for years, and it's never going to change. I simply love my MeUndies. You are not going to be able to stop lounging. There's so many different options. You've been warned. Here is your warning, everybody. They're available in sizes extra small through 4XL in a variety of classic colors, iconic prints. MeUndies has your back and your butt all fall long. MeUndies is offering 15% off and free shipping for first time purchasers, and if you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. To get 15% off your first order, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. MeUndies.com/morning.
Okay, we're back.
I don't think strawberries are the best.
So we're considering grape as a straw, as a berry.
I was joking. You're officially saying what?
I'm officially putting grape in as a berry, and I'm gonna say right now, if you put a plate of strawberries in front of me or a plate of grapes, I'm gonna go grape because the grape
100%.
Pound for pound is always more sweet. The strawberry, I always get that weird sour one, and then you get the dirt taste.
Like, oh yeah, and you're like, ugh, my tongue feels weird.
Well, you're right. I'm with you.
Figure out what to do with the stem of the strawberry grapes.
You always get a little too much of it, and you get stuck in your tooth. Now, like, now I'm just on this thing.
Yeah, but the grapes, you got that whole fucking like leftover.
Messy.
The holder?
The vine?
Yeah, the bowl.
The bowl? Here's my question for you guys, right? Well, how come there's only some of these like berries get to be juices? You ever thought about that?
It's probably
how come there's no blueberry juice? You can't go
there. Probably too expensive.
You can buy, like, simply blueberry, right?
Yeah. You can get a whole thing of blueberry juice?
Yeah, it's incredible.
That's
I imagine it's just expensive, and it's not worth manufacturing on a mass scale.
Like,
1,000%.
I've never seen juice.
You can get, like, a little 8-ounce thing for at least $40.
Pomegranate juice is always so expensive.
Yeah.
So good, though. I'll drink pomegranate
juice. I'm saying this right now. Cranberry, the worst of all the berries.
Oh, I would agree.
What? No, you guys are... Come on. Have you ever eaten a cranberry? No, but I've never just eaten.
Kevin, I'm not saying like, yeah, have it in a cocktail. I'm saying like, if I have a bunch of different bowls of berries around you, cranberry is going to be the last to go.
Here's the thing: dried 100%. Cranberries in like a salad, 10 out of 10.
No, but I'm not talking. I'm not saying put it in a thing.
Fully watered cranberries. He's saying fully hydrated cranberries. You got that. You got a bowl of blueberries. You got some huckleberries in front of you, or whatever. You're going for the huckleberries first.
Acai berries, like that's going to taste like ass.
Nobody brings. You bring acai to my Super Bowl party. I'm like, get out of here with the acai.
I'm throwing that in your fucking face. I swear to God.
I guess I've never just had the berry.
I don't need that shit in my life.
Quick question for the court. A cherry. Is that a stone fruit?
Yes.
It's got a hit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure. Thank you very much.
Cherries are great, by the way, but you know how many times, let's go around the table. How many times in my life do you think I've eaten so many cherries that they make my stomach upset? Andy.
A lot.
Yes, that's the answer. That is the answer.
That is a Josh McCougar, like Josh Pretty question.
The actual correct answer, guys, is every time. Every time I eat cherries, I make my stomach
upset.
Wait,
okay, but are you eating just maraschino?
No, just like straight up, you go to like Whole Foods and get a bag of cherries with the stems, and they're somewhat sweet but kind of sour, and they got the pit in the middle of it. And you look down, you're like, I have a whole bowl of pits now. I don't know where those cherries went. But they hit your stomach, and man, that fiber and that sugar just starts to turn the acids in your stomach very, very quickly.
It's pretty good. I would say, because here's the thing. Whenever I'm eating a berry medley, you know, I like to have a lot of blueberries. I like to have strawberries probably next. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I don't want to say that. I don't want blackberries to think that I love them. Or raspberries.
No blackberry is going to make that mistake. People know that we don't like blackberries that much.
I tolerate a blackberry because I think it's a nice flavor kind of complement to a lot of the other berries.
Palate cleanser.
They're so tart But when you have them in a small amount, I think that they do their job. They do it really well and really efficiently. Mm-hmm. But I'm never just going to be you'll never catch me. You can call the cops on me if you ever see me just munching on blackberries. There's no shot you'll ever see.
I'll know
see
you're
that.
On drugs at yeah. that point.
Thank you.
Can we talk about the most, before we segue away from berries, because we have in fact talked about berries for about 35 minutes now, and I love it. I want the whole episode.
That was the point. Berries. Greg's not here. We got to talk about something. Yeah.
Got to talk about something. The real shit. Can we talk about the most egotistical berry out there? The raspberry. Get the fuck out of here, raspberry.
No, raspberries are a top tier berry option.
Because they want you to think that, Joey. They're all out there. They're all out there wearing their best clothes, the brightest color, and then you're like,
you're right.
You should be really
sweet. So right, Nick.
And then you eat the raspberry, you're like, it's tangy as shit. It's all
counterpoint
sod.
Counterpoint raspberry beret.
I mean, the only redeemable factor of the raspberry, in my opinion. Is the fact that Prince wrote a song about a beret colored raspberry. But anytime I see raspberries, I'm like, I know you're going to want to eat you. A
beret colored raspberry.
That's what I mean. You flip it, Kevin. Flip it. Can you flip it in post?
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're definitely going
to. I'm going to give you both words
time
again.
For that.
Beret. Raspberry. Raspberry. Beret.
You don't have to give me. I already have
one. I'm going to give you three other words now.
Oh, Lord.
Goji berry. Kiwi. Saute.
Goji berry. Kevin, can you bring up this image that I just sent to Assets? Because it's so funny, Joey, when you say raspberry beret, I thought, oh, they do look like berets. But I was thinking beanies. Because these raspberries look like little beanies that aren't on anybody's heads.
See, look, I mean, that's how gosh darn full themselves these berries are. That they're shaped like a hipster raspberry. Are you kidding me? Like Tim Geddes is going to buy one of these a month after I buy it, and then he's going to claim it's
like
his.
A hipster raspberry. They aren't raspberries.
I am totally with you, so Nick. I think raspberries peaked with raspberry beret.
You take a nap, Nick.
No way. Yeah, raspberries peaked with razzmatazz from Jamba Juice.
Raspberries peaked with raspberry beret, and ever since then, they've been living off that glory, thinking that they go to the big Hollywood parties and think that they're always on the list because of how they look. They still have a nice visual sort of vibe to them. I love the aesthetics of them, but they are disappointing overall as a berry. And they're also way too smushy. I could switch out the raspberry and the blackberry in terms of mouthfeel, I would, because I think blackberries have a good mouthfeel. Raspberries, they dissolve in your hand. I don't like them. I need that tactile feel.
They're just, it's just like Greg, right? All facade, no substance on the inside to hold it all together.
1,000%, yeah.
You know, if you push Greg in, it's just he's going to collapse on himself.
Before we move on, because I kind of feel like I just want to say that the idea that there's a berry out there that is my favorite berry, but I haven't met it yet. Just makes me kind of sad. I just want
to you, you guys. Also, I mean, that you may never meet it, Kevin.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, gooseberries look like testicles.
I would just also like to point out that
I'm going to keep going.
I would like to point out that the little whole head opening for the raspberry, perfect size for a little chocolate chip. Then you get a little sweet with the sour.
Interesting.
Kevin, I put a picture of it in there.
Hold on. We're going to have a conversation about Andy's testicles in a second. So, Joe, I need you to mention his hand for that. Nick, it's game time.
Let me see what this image is that he's talking about comparing to his testicles.
What I'm saying is kind of very veiny. They look veiny.
Oh.
You see, not that my testicles are green, Kevin.
Or round.
Okay.
Well,
I'm going to be honest with you, Andy. I've looked at my testicles a lot. They look nothing like this.
Nothing like that. Thank you.
I really think you need some
nothing,
more water.
Nothing like that.
The veins and stuff.
You got too many veins going on,
Andy.
You got too many veins.
Down there, buddy.
I'm going to take a quick peek. Let me see.
Yeah.
That's too many veins.
Kevin Coelho, MD, and he'll check you out down there.
But
what's this thing?
Let's move on. This looks fucking, Joey, this is great. This is a good secret.
Is that a white chocolate chip?
You can do white chocolate, dark chocolate, whatever you want to put in there.
You know what those look like? Cocktail olives. But they're
but better.
Sweet
dessert cocktail olives?
Yes. That looks amazing.
Dessert cocktail.
Yeah, I would much rather have one of those in a martini than a cocktail olive.
Oh, yeah. I would rather have anything sweet over anything not sweet.
All this talk about berries leads me to our first Patreon question today. Not so much a question, but more of a cry for help from everyone outside of the good old U.S. of A. Right?
Can't wait to see what this transitions to.
Kyle writes in and says, so I just found out the news that's mind-blowing. Those of you with standing desks might want to sit down.
No, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear it. God, I hate that. I'm already pissed off. I'm already annoyed.
Hold on. Andy, he's asking you to sit down.
I think he's just saying that standing desk is so shocking.
It's so shocking. Andy, you're the one with the standing desk. You might want to sit for this, okay?
Yeah.
Turns out peanut butter and jelly sandwiches aren't a thing outside of North America, at least not in the UK or Europe from what he's seen. So he needs our help selling the international kind of funny community on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
This is upsetting.
It's upsetting. Really? If this is true, and I don't want to believe it's true, okay? But if this is true, then as a country, as a whole humanity,
we failed the world.
We have failed the world.
Yeah.
Okay. We gave you McDonald's. You're welcome. Where's my fucking thank you for that?
Ever heard of Samsung?
Japan. You say Samsung?
They're a Korean company.
It's Samuel Sung.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I was like, I don't think Sammy. We hear that. He's like, you ever heard of Sony? No, I mean, you know.
This is kind of shocking, yeah. But also not shocking because I felt the same shock and awe when I heard that British people like fucking toast and beans for breakfast.
No.
What the fuck is that?
It's not like, is it toast on beans? Because like
they put beans on bread. It doesn't even have to be toast, Kevin. They'll just put beans on fucking bread and eat that shit.
Here's the thing. I've had British breakfast, you know, where it's the giant plate and you've got a bunch of little things. Which is delicious.
Is there a sausage in that?
Yeah.
Blood sausage.
Yeah. Blood sausage is great. Mm. No, don't make that face. It's great. They call it pudding. It's great.
Blood sausage sounds so gross.
Yeah, I know. That's why they call it pudding. That's why they call it pudding. You know what I mean?
Pudding doesn't sound any better, Kevin.
Blood pudding? Yeah.
Well, they don't call it blood pudding. They just say pudding.
Or is it? No, it's black pudding, right? I think that's what they call it.
Yeah, it sounds really cool.
That does sound cool.
So what were we saying?
Oh, I was saying like they serve you a thing of beans and then you've got bread on the side. Am I supposed to be scooping up the beans and putting it on the bread? Because sometimes I'll scoop up the bean like juice with a little bit of the egg juice, you know?
Okay. Listen here.
Scoop up the bean with the egg juice.
Now, the blood sausage and black pudding are different. And when I'm wrong, Joey. So I just said black pudding sounds gross. I'm Googling it. It looks like an English salami. And I've had this before and I like it a lot. Are you seeing this?
I am.
No, it doesn't look like that in real life.
No, is it more like a sausage?
Hold on. I'll bring it up in a second because I
can
show the
kids. Thinking blood sausage, which looks like a turd.
This is what you're seeing, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I like
this is actually what it looks like.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that.
Often like this burnt cracker over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that just looks like a good breakfast right
there. That's not an Oreo?
No,
that is blood sausage. It's delicious.
Well, that looks fucking disgusting, dude.
No, I like the idea of Andy just going through life and eating that British people have one Oreo with breakfast.
right there. This is good.
But they call them like the hydroxies or whatever.
I'm getting hungry.
This is my thing about Greg that I love too. Is that Greg is like one of the smartest. He has his shit together, right? But every once in a while, I would look over at the studio or when we were in the old studio and he would prepare his lunch. And it'd be this amazing like breast of chicken with a little bit of brown rice or something that he'd made, a salad, all that stuff. And then he would take out a little Tupperware that would have like three Oreo cookies in it. And I'm like, no matter how much of an adult I think you are, that just ruined it. You know what I mean? That just makes me feel like you are in junior high when you do that. Kyle, you're not alone.
That's really sad, Nick. Yeah, this is sad news to hear. I want to sort of talk about the magic of Uncrustables, but I know that I'm alone on this island. I know you're alone.
Shut your mouth. You're not alone. We're here with you.
Wait, Kevin, you like Uncrustables? I thought you hated them.
Who doesn't like Uncrustables? Though.
That's like saying like, you know, I don't like heroin. Everyone likes heroin. Huh.
I mean, I would try it. I'm not going to say I won't try it.
I'm just physiologically, I've never tried it, but like, that's the thing. Like, you, once you try it, you're hooked.
Cause obviously it's tough to try to ship over a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Yeah. Like, you, it's just kind of tough. What, logistically, how does that look? How are we packaging this thing?
Could we not just send over peanut butter and jelly and bread? Could they, is, do they not have access
the jars
to all of these? Like,
Joey's making a lot of sense.
Pieces,
Joey, you're making sense, but yeah. How? But we don't spend money doing that.
No, we're not doing that, Joey. Andy wants to make you the perfect ratioed peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Put it in a Ziploc bag, ship it over to you.
I want to Instacart some Uncrustables to the UK. I want this dude in the car to get on a flight, spend 10 hours in a plane, and then deliver some Uncrustables where they would be super uncold, because you have to kind of have them in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you let them thaw out for a little tiny bit. You don't let them thaw out for hours. It's just like a little 15-minute, a little 20-minute out and just on the counter, and then they'll be perfect. Oh, man, I want an Uncrustable.
It's not
now.
Longer? Because I remember, like, you put them in your lunch in the morning, and then by lunchtime, they'd be perfect.
Hmm. You guys don't toast them?
No.
You guys are crazy, dude.
I am anti-toasting.
I used to take a thick, two slices of thick sourdough bread, like Italian bread.
Nick, you don't know what
that's weird.
A ton of peanut butter on it, and a
sourdough.
Ton of grape jelly on it.
That's weird.
And gross. It would hurt my mouth. But that's why all we had because I was Italian. My mom wouldn't buy us white bread. Do you understand this? None of the other kids are like, that's a weird ass looking sandwich. And I'm like, I hurt for my fucking heart, okay?
Honestly, Nick, like, I actually know what you're talking about. I would get a white bread for so long.
I would get a brioche bun.
No, a brioche. Like, I would really kill good. For a brioche bun. Yeah. I would kill for a brioche bun.
Oh, that's the sourdough they could buy.
Because here's the thing. Here's what I'm saying right now. I've never, and you all know how much I love a toasted bread.
Yeah.
Like, if there's ever a texture to it, if it's a little slightly burnt, I love that shit. Now, I had never even considered toasting a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I had never considered toasting the bread and then eating it with the, then you put the stuff in.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to toast the bread first or else everything will melt.
No way.
Yeah, no, Andy, hear me out. Here's what I like super chunk.
So do
skiffy? I. Peanut butter. Yeah. And like, it tears up the bread. Like the peanut, like the chunks of peanut will destroy a soft
Untoasted bread.
Untoasted bread. That's right.
Oh.
So you toast it and then it goes on smooth.
It's like a little butter. Shield.
Yeah.
It fortifies it.
No.
Joey, like, why are you so against this? Why get on because the same page? Understand, like, Joey, that fucking WALL-E is a top movie, okay? And Ratatouille is a
movie.
Wait, I don't know. I've gotten numerous tweets today about how Nick and I are right.
I'm sure.
For WALL-E or for Soul?
For Soul.
Yeah.
No, but let me finish my state. I think the part of the thing that I love about a PB&J is that it's soft and squishy, and toasting the bread totally ruins that. I also don't like hot bread. I feel like it kind of like melts the peanut butter and makes it weird. I don't like that either.
I will say this.
You're going soft.
It doesn't have to be hot, one of those people that – here, let me ask you this question actually, because I don't want to unfairly bias this experiment right now. Okay, we're all scientists here, and Kevin, you understand the scientific method means that I can't tell you my opinion because obviously everyone looks up to me on this podcast, whatever I say.
Yeah, all right, everyone looks up to you.
Is it better to make your own peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or is the sandwich better when someone else has made it for you?
Better when you make it yourself.
Yeah, it's better when you make it yourself. I know the argument is that like food that you didn't have to prepare always tastes better. But the idea that I'm doing it the way that I know that I like is
you have to
what,
get the
like,
right ratio for yourself.
Yeah, Joe, because I feel like people would fuck up and either put too much jelly, too much peanut butter, not enough of either. Like there's so many different factors to
they
fuck up.
Spread
the
it to the
it.
Edge well yeah. enough.
First off, if you're not spreading it to the edge, you don't care about me.
I feel like
you don't care about me.
You don't. You didn't take the time to spread it to the edge. You don't care about me.
Guys, I feel like I could make Andy and Nick a really good peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Joey's obviously crazy.
I would let I would let Kevin or Joey make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I would actually let Andy make me one too. I'd love to see what your different choices here on the PB&Js.
The little different techniques. I'm stoked about the idea of toasting them now. Like I've got that in my head now, and I'm stoked
you've
about
never
this
done
guy.
That.
I never even tried, and it's weird because like if I'm gonna eat any like you know I used to. When I grew up and I was hungry and it was after school and my parents weren't home and I didn't know how to cook and I still don't know how to cook. It was either like, let me heat up a tortilla on the comal, Kevin, put in a little comal, you just put some butter on there. Or I would just toast up a little piece of bread and put some butter on that shit. And I love that combination. It's such a simple thing, but it's tasty as hell. And
you put hot sauce on it?
No.
I used to take.
Oh, butter, take, bread, and hot sauce? It's a party.
That's
weird.
Oh, it's the right hot sauce.
Tortillas.
What hot sauce?
Toast them a little bit. Actually, no. I didn't toast them. I would take a stone cold tortilla, and I would make a peanut butter and jelly
burrito.
I would put peanut butter in there and then grape jelly and then roll it up, and it would basically be a PB&J burrito. And it was
excellent. Nick, it's so funny you say that, because as you were mentioning your whole sourdough process, I was going to be like, here's what I do. I buy Hot Pockets. I empty out the interior. I wash out the interior, put peanut butter and jelly in there.
It's like when people like to take the tobacco out of a cigarette to roll a joint. Yeah. Like, this is a lot. This is expensive.
I have a pre-made little PB&J. So, UK, I'm sorry.
I want to talk about one of my favorite versions of the peanut butter and jelly sandwich that I do very rarely, but I love it. And it's the triple stack. You get three pieces of bread, toast them, and then you go peanut butter, jelly, and then squash it all down. And it's so good.
I thought you were going to say peanut butter between the top two, jelly between the bottom two.
No. I'm saying jelly on either side of the bread, and then the middle one gets peanut butter on both sides.
Mm. Okay.
Might be too much.
It is, and it's great.
I think it's fun. This one was like, I was like, should we talk about anything of any relevance? And we made it 53 minutes, and I have three questions in front of me, and I'm like, this is just going to continue it on. These aren't real questions either. And I'm ready for it. Are you guys ready for it?
I'm absolutely ready. Before we finish this, I want somebody from the UK to sell us on this like blood sausage black pudding stuff. Since we have now sold you on PB&J.
That sounds so gross.
No, that's why I want them to explain it to us. I don't want Kevin's explanation. I want somebody.
What do you mean? But I've had it. I've had it for like many times.
I don't know. I want you guys a reciprocal relationship.
You have to not like put words to what the food you're eating is. Like, you don't have to be like, oh, it's cow's tongue. No. It's meat. Just taste it. It's going to be delicious. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Here's the thing, Kevin. I don't need to put a word to it, because that blood sausage looked fucking gross as it is. That could be called pixie cream or some shit.
In real life, it doesn't look gross. It just looks like a brown little. It looks like it's made out of
pixie cream.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just thought it was something like sweet. I don't know.
It looks like burnt bread. That's all it looks like.
If I saw something that looked like a piece of a burnt Oreo, but tasted like meat, and was called pixie dust or whatever the fuck you just said, I'm like, I'm steering clear of this together.
And I don't need to be sold on this, Joe. I'm sorry. Like, UK people, I'm happy you're happy with your beans and your toast in the morning. I don't want any part of that. Now, if you said, you know what? All right, fuck the toast. Here's a little tortilla. Here's some rice. Here's like. Mm-hmm. Other stuff to eat with the beans. You know, I love beans. I just don't want that with bread. It's a weird concept to me.
But the beans are they sweet? I've never had the beans in England. I've never had the traditional English breakfast with beans.
I don't
know
either.
I have, but I don't remember, because I don't really like. I was weirded out by beans at breakfast.
Like in my brain, they're like baked beans.
They're a little sweet. Yeah. They're
like a little brown sugar in them.
Not quite that sweet, though. Like the baked beans have like brown sugar added to them.
Yeah.
Do you think we could convince Gary Whitta to make us like a full English breakfast just so we could try it out?
I do, but I was just going to bring up, like, what happens when he goes, okay, you have to drink this tea, and we all have to, unfortunately, Ted Lasso it right back into his face, where we just drink the tea and just spit it out and go, what is this fucking brown water bullshit?
I love how much he hates tea. I think it's hilarious. That.
I don't dislike tea, but if I have the choice of coffee, I'm like, well, clearly I'll go with the better caffeinated beverage, right?
I've never respected tea, and I never will.
Nobody respects tea. Nobody respects
tea. I do. I do. Like, when Blessing is all about his tea.
No. Get out of here.
I'm jealous because I want to be a tea guy.
Yeah, but you're not, because you're a fucking adult.
Why don't you be a tea guy?
Because I'm a child, Joey, and I'll just – I walk to the kitchen and I grab an energy drink out of the fridge, and that's it.
Energy drink.
I wish that I was a morning person. I would love to get up at 7:30 a.m. every morning after going to bed at 10:45 p.m.
No.
And I would love to wake up at 7:30 every morning, Joe, and –
You don't actually want that.
The windows are open and there's a nice little soft breeze coming in, and the sun is kind of peeking through. And I step out in the front porch and I just do a nice little breathe. And I come back inside. Well, no, I put the tea on the kettle. Then I go outside, do the breath, come back inside. The tea's ready for me. And I just kind of And I'm like, all right, I got 4 hours until I got to do work. What do I do?
I have to go back to sleep.
But I just, like, there's such a healthy, there's a healthy connotation to tea, right? Like, tea is known to have so many benefits for you. Mm-hmm. And it's one reason why Patrick Stewart looks so young, because he drinks Earl Grey tea every day.
I don't think that's the case.
It's scientifically proven. They tested his blood.
Also, he doesn't look so young.
Earl Grey.
No, but Kevin. Well, I guess
like an old ass man.
I guess maybe like the secret to looking young is to look like you're 55 when you're 38, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look 55 for 50 years of your life, like you always kind of look young, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sorry, we didn't start the new topic, right?
We're gonna start it right now. Chris McFarland wrote in and said, and I almost want to save this topic because it's so good. I don't know if we've done it before, but it's so good that I almost want to save it for when there's like eight of us on here. But I also think it would be hilarious for the four of us just to do. If everyone at Kinda Funny was a dog, what breed would they be?
Oh, this is great.
We've done this for sure.
Not for everyone, though.
We're going to do it again.
All right.
Let's start with Kevin.
Kevin's going to get mad.
Oh, no.
Because Kevin's going to want to be a husky, but Kevin's a golden retriever.
Kevin's a French bulldog.
I've always seen myself as a golden retriever, but yeah, I mean.
Kevin's a French bulldog. And I think a lot of it is the, like, I just picture, Kevin, I know you've never really broken anything at the office, but the threat is always there.
It's 90% possibility. We're always a death on three.
What's up?
If I run into something, it breaks. If a French bulldog runs into something, it's not going to do much damage.
Yeah, but it depends on if that thing is like ratio.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I think of like the mass packed into that packaging, you know. Mm-hmm, and I think, and immediately I think of when we were at Greg's Halloween party like 4 years ago or something, and Mary Kish brought her bulldog, and it was running and playing, but it was knocking into your shins and like kind of like poof, like oh shit, like this little thing's got some power.
Not a single person fell.
Yeah, no, we're all thinking like this party would be better without this dog.
Jesus Christ, Nick. This is going out to the public.
I'm joking. The dog was adorable.
I thought he was mostly just making fun of Kevin there, is what I thought.
That was a slight dig against Kevin too. I'm joking around. Joey, here's what I'm gonna say about you. I have this vision of this dog.
I refuse to accept French bulldogs.
So we already voted. I mean, when we get around to me, you can pay me back. It's all for the humor. Of the piece.
I think Joe's a golden retriever.
No, I was going to say Joe is one of those really tall dogs that has the very long hair that you can put up in a ponytail.
A lassie dog.
That just doesn't want to be. Yes, Joey's an Afghan. Like they're super bougie and they don't want to be like scared.
Those are all things that definitely describe me. Usually just.
Yes, Joey's an Afghan.
Is an Afghan not the dog that they always think of as Maris from Frasier?
Perfect. Look at how fucking hilarious these dogs are. Are you seeing this, Andy?
I hate them. I don't look at Joey and get annoyed. I look at this and get annoyed.
He's fucking judging you, Andy.
This one's Joey.
She's looking at you being like, what are you wearing?
Like
it's Monday.
This fucking dog
outwardly judge
like
people.
Sees non-Caucasian dogs doing something, and she thinks that like, oh, they're doing something offensive. I gotta call the cops. And
oh, this
here.
Is a Karen dog. Is
yeah,
what you're
this is like
say?
A Karen ass dog, dude.
Tell me that doesn't have some deep Joey energy right there.
I hate it. It looks like they photoshopped hair on the dog.
Why is it so much sucks?
It's ugly.
So funny.
I love it.
We don't even have to talk about Andy.
I mean, Andy's a Pomeranian. We already know that. We've already talked about Andy as being our kind of funny Pomeranian, mostly because of his hair, but also because the way he sits on his own legs. That's a Pomeranian thing to do.
Joey, like I see a Samoyed, and I think maybe Joey.
What's a Samoyed?
I would be so excited. They're so cute.
It's Joey's favorite.
Think about a dog.
Fluffy clouds.
Yeah. Think about Moose. If Moose was like 75 pounds.
Okay. Yeah, I could see Joey that too.
I want a Samoyed so badly. Yeah. So badly. They're so happy all the time.
I think Roger Picorni is like a Shiba Inu.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think very calm in certain situations, but if Roger gets worked up, he's like louder and crazier than Kevin. You know?
Is he? I don't think he is.
Oh yeah. Oh,
does Roger
yeah.
get crazy?
Like I think
when Kevin has strong opinions.
I think when Kevin pumps up Roger, Roger becomes more powerful than Kevin, like in terms of bravado. Wow. We experienced it at when everybody was here for that weekend.
I spent very little time.
He was down
to
party. I don't like he will never speak up if he was upset about something. I feel like, you know, he respects people too much. Like he's not the guy that's gonna sit up and be like, "Hey, can you stop doing that? It's annoying everyone."
Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. but I'm not taking it this way. I'm just saying like Shibas, I think, are very very chill, and if they get worked up, they're crazy. Like they are like wild.
Yeah. They're also very protective, which I also think.
I don't like that I got the French bulldog. I'm going to just say that again.
We know you don't. That's why it's hilarious. That's why it's hilarious.
Now Kevin's just going to fight against Andy's every suggestion because of the French bulldog.
It's terrible. He doesn't know a dog.
It's definitely you, dude.
No, it's not.
It's 100%.
Now, the real question is what kind of dog is Nick?
Yeah.
There's so many options. There's so many options.
I'll take Rat Terrier. I love those dogs. They're snuggly.
No, you don't think Boston?
I'd be a Boston too. Probably a rat though. Bostons are, I don't see myself as a Boston. I don't know why. Some sort of terrier mix. Small.
I wish I had a graph up showing the typical dog attitude of like, how do Pekingese behave? You know,
small.
Yeah, because I don't want to just base it off physical, because I'm only going off the dogs and how I know that they act, because I've been around these breeds quite a bit.
Miniature schnauzer on the left.
Oh my God, Kevin.
That's it.
Miniature schnauzer, you fucking nailed it, Kevin.
Is that a Scottish terrier? What is that?
And I think it's a miniature schnauzer.
That's
on the left.
It's got a mullet. It's got a big ass beard.
That's
it looks
me,
old.
we found this dog a long time ago.
I love it.
He's seen some shit.
That's fucking perfect.
Never forget the Patrick Swayze dog, which I also think that Nick could be.
That Patrick Swayze dog was amazing. I'm not cool enough to be that. Four. We have two more that I want to do. One. Obviously, I want to do Greg and Tim. That is amazing. I do that all the time too. Stare just buck naked at myself.
I believe you 100%. Yeah.
And I want to touch the only other thing on this planet that's perfect, and then I touch the mirror. I want to say this. This is going to throw you for a loop. Cool, Greg. Mm. Italian Greyhound.
Oh yeah, I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going just
doesn't want to be fucked with?
Yeah, that's yeah. Okay.
Just trying to live his life, not bother anybody else.
Because mm-hmm. I go less with the personality-wise. I go less of doesn't want to be fucked with, and more of a just always chill.
Chill. Italian Greyhound. They just sit over in the corner in their cool sweaters, and they go, "This is my space. You don't need to be on my space."
And well, Greg does have some really cool sweaters. He wore this like really cool windbreaker to over 4th of July or whatever weekend everybody was in town. It was really cool.
Looks
cool.
Exactly like cool Greg.
I know.
Because I'm looking at the more common dogs, and it's like, I want these to be represented. I want a German Shepherd. I want Golden Retriever. I want a
Greg Miller is a big,
Bernard.
Dumb, long-haired, drooly Golden Retriever.
No, I think that's the dog he likes.
That you think that's Snowbike Mike?
I think Snowbike Mike is like a Golden Retriever because they're just kind of like happy all of the time.
Greg Miller, 100% Beethoven.
Yep, 100% this giant dog sitting on this woman.
You're right.
Holy shit.
Just doesn't realize how much sitting space on it someone. Takes up in the room. That's true. So we'll say Snowbike Mike is the best dog, which is a Golden Retriever, right? Loyal, happy all the time.
Who gets Corgi?
Who gets Corgi?
Yeah.
Oh, great question.
Corgi.
Who do we have left? We got Barrett.
Wait, real quick.
Can
we just let me just interject. Can we make Tim a Yorkie?
Well, Tim, we're making a cat.
No, Tim's a Yorkie.
You think Tim's a Yorkie? I think Tim might be the closest to Corgi because I think that they I think they can be kind of prickly, and I guess I'm mainly just thinking of
you don't
Tim
think that's Tim right there.
No,
I mean that's more like Gia. That man, that looks like Gia a little bit.
That's 100% Tim. He cares about his hair more than any of us.
I don't know.
Oh, it's so true. Yeah. What about like a little Shih Tzu for Tim? They have the fanciest hair.
You telling me that's not Tim's eyes right there looking at you?
No, it's too innocent to be Tim. Yeah. You have to pick a dog that's like that
It's a corgi that humps. No, a Yorkie that humps.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm feeling the Yorkie for her. That's pretty amazing right there.
Like, we got to give corgi to someone. It's too popular of a dog to not be represented by somebody.
Mm-hmm. I think the corgi should have been a Roger.
No, I like the Shibu Inu being Roger. It makes me happy for some reason.
The wrong reason.
Shibu Inu could also be Tim. So if we do want to swap him out and give corgi to Roger.
Let's do that. Roger will be the corgi. Tim can be the Shibu Inu. We've got Cool Greg as the Italian Greyhound.
Guys, this is Tim right there.
What about Wiener Dog?
Wiener Dog.
These are bad at this game. I hate you all.
Want to go with Barrett maybe for Wiener Dog?
Yeah, let's do Barrett as Wiener Dog.
Don't waste Wiener Dog on Barrett. No offense, Barrett. Wiener Dog's one of the best dogs out there.
Who do we have? Who do we have left in the group that could be a Wiener Dog?
I don't know. I think Barrett could be a mutt, like just a mix.
Damn, that's fucked up.
No, it's
what's
not.
Bless? Like a pug.
Because Barrett has all of these colliding interests of things, and like he grew up in Ohio, but he grew up in San Francisco. Like just mixes of all these different like personality and interests. So I think that he could be.
Yeah.
I might.
See, to me, I want to go back to Snowbike Mike because we said he was that, but like I feel like Snowbike Mike has Wiener Dog slash Pug energy.
Right there. Look at the blonde hair.
No.
You've already nixed it.
Because the thing with Snowbike Mike is like, I think, well,
you're
we
right.
have to.
He's a lab. He's a lab.
I just think labs are just constantly looking positive and happy.
Yeah, that's true.
And although labs aren't typically as loud and yappy as the other ones, we know Mike likes to talk really loud.
But they are always part of the ruckus.
Sure, yeah.
Can I be a pug then?
What's Bless?
See, Bless is the one where I think might be a cat.
I actually think Mike actually is a pug. Like, I know he has pugs, and it's easy to say, but he's got that, like, energy to him where it's like, this dog's going to be so much fun, and then he gets tired quick.
I disagree. I think he's...
No, he's a lab.
He is a lab. Or no, he's a golden retriever.
He's a golden retriever, for sure. He's the best of us.
Suck at this game. I hate
he's the best
of
us.
And honestly, I think Blessing might be a dachshund. Because they're just like pretty chill and even keeled.
I'll give you that.
Except for Portillo, when he sees another dog, we're just going to not think about that portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
But like Portillo's just always down to hang. Just down to chill. And that's always Blessing. Always down.
That. All right.
Andy now.
Liz, Andy puts it out into the
typing the Slack. Yeah.
That's perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, let us know what dogs you think we'd be in the comments below here on this here YouTube video. And hey, if you haven't subscribed yet to this channel and you thought and you 53 minutes of Barry Talk is your jam, please go ahead and hit that subscriber button. I'm proud of myself for that. Give us a little thumbs up on this video and hit that bell notification that let us know or let you know rather when we post new content here on youtube.com/kindoffunny. And if you are, if you want to support this show, go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and back us at the any tier, really. Every bucks helps to give. Joey, what's up?
A key thing that we forgot about with Tim. Tim is one of these designer dog breeds that's like a mix, like a multi-poo.
Tim
or
is
one
more
of
like
these
a,
like things.
What's the one with the really purple tongues? The big bear looking ones.
Akita?
No, that's the lion looking ones. What are they called?
The Shibu Inu, not Shibu Inu. What are the ones that
look like? Chow Chow.
Chow Chow. Tim is a Chow Chow. That's what Tim is.
You guys have never been in a dog park. You don't know the attitude of these dogs. You're a bunch of losers.
Chow Chows are way too aggressive to be Tim.
Kevin, how the fuck did y'all put Finding Dory that high? Yeah, God damn it.
I put Cow Cow, and it came up with a picture of a cow.
Wally should have been fucking first. These guys are idiots.
You're right. All right. Well, you know what? We're going to debate this, ladies and gentlemen, on our post show, which starts right now.